Hey, it's the Real Estate Steps Podcast. Welcome to your number one resource for real estate information. Welcome, everybody, once again to another episode of Real Estate Steps. And I'm here with Nick and Amir. And we're here to give you some great information about what's going on in the Sacramento area in real estate for 2019. Today, I'm going to be talking about the real estate market and how it performed back in February. And then, Nick, what are you going to be talking about?
I'm talking about top 10 trends for new home construction and renovations.
Really?
Yeah. Some of the trends that we're seeing out there.
Like design trends or?
Both. Design trends, features that people are putting, that new construction is putting into homes.
Okay.
Also, things that people are doing, renovations, okay. Things like that.
That sounds great. And Amir, what are you going to be noodling our minds with?
Yeah, we'll be talking about our HEROES program. So a program for military, firefighters, police officers, teachers, and medical professionals.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, let's get started. I am going to jump right in and let's talk about what happened in the market in February. One of the things that's interesting is, we should have dramatic music. Now, these stats, what I'm going to be sharing about is in the Sacramento County area alone, okay? And it said home sales for February of 2019 were down 8.1% compared to last month. So January was actually a more active month than February was, which is interesting. And then, however, here's the thing that's really unusual. It's up 12% from last year.
The prices or sales?
Sales.
Sales. Yes.
Number of sales. That's number of forced sales. Okay. The numbers that went on the market are up 12% from last year. The number of homes closed is up 8% from last month. So a lot more closings, okay, in February than January. Up by 8%.
What about comparing with last February, 2018?
Compared to last February, it's down 16%.
Sales.
Sales. Closed sales.
It's interesting. So 12% more list for sale
right.
Listings and then a lower number of sales.
Lower number of closings, correct. And then the number of homes placed under contract, okay? In other words, they're still in escrow and that sort of thing, is up 18% than over last month. So the number of homes got under contract has jumped up quite a bit. And it's up 5% compared to last year, the number of homes.
How many months of inventory are we seeing now in February?
That's a great question. Let me take a look at that right now.
But it's interesting facts. I mean, obviously, comparing with the previous month, we see the market is heating up, more sales coming up. But we're getting into the springtime, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Comparing with last year, that's actually more interesting to compare because we compare apples to apples, February to February. So we see a lower number of sales, but a higher number of listings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which means sellers probably getting a little bit nervous putting houses on the market.
Right.
Buyers still waiting.
Yeah.
Comparing to February last year.
I mean, it still sounds like we're headed towards a hot summer market for home sales.
And the inventory, to answer your question, is last month it was 2.2 months of inventory. Now it's down to 1.9.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The inventory dropped.
The inventory dropped.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's still a seller's market out there.
It's still a seller's market. And that was, so it's 1.9 in February. We've got that going on. And then the days on market is right now, this is really crazy. The average days on market, combined days on market, is 51.
Actually went up. Last time it was 47, I believe, right?
It was 49.
49. That is kind of going in directions showing the buyer's market.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's slowly creeping up there. And one of the things that's interesting, and this is anecdotal on my part, is at my open houses I've had just crazy numbers in open houses that I haven't had before. And it was also during cloudy, rainy weather.
Right.
So it's not like a sunshine, it's all happy. No, it's people are showing up. I'm getting literally 15 to 20 groups every open house.
Yeah.
Well, I think it depends on location. What location was?
It was actually one of yours that it had been on the market for over 50 days.
Fair Oaks?
Citrus Heights.
Citrus Heights.
Yeah.
Interesting. But what I can see, I mean, I just put offer on the house in Land Park. I mean, it's close to Broadway, that area, and the UC Davis area. So they received 13 offers. Instead, listing price 431 sold over close to 480, $50,000.
Oh, my word.
We went 40,000 over, didn't get it, because there was two cash offers, no appraisal contingency. So people are putting offers without appraisal contingencies way over in order to get some houses. But again, depending on the location, depending on the house.
Some locations are definitely hotter than others.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so that's where we're at in the market right now. I mean, right now the trends are going good. We're heading into springtime. I think the buyers are starting to come. They're going to start emerging soon. It'll be a little more competition for home purchases because the inventory is still down.
That's right.
It's down at 1.9 homes. And that's just Sac County, what I'm talking about, just once again, as to remind what we're referencing it towards. So that's where we're at in February, and we're halfway through March. And so we'll see how it goes from there.
It'll be interesting to see what's happening in March and compare with January, February this year and then March last year. So.
Right.
Yeah, because we are heading into spring and then summer, so it would be interesting.
Yeah.
To see how that ramps up.
Great. So, Nick, talk to me. What are the trends in home?
Trends. Now, keep in mind, this is nationwide. This article was nationwide, and I found some of these interesting. I almost laughed at some of these, and I'll share with you. Top 10 trends, okay? And I'm going to start. Number one, copper gutters.
Copper gutters.
Copper gutters, something we don't see here.
That's not a California thing
but
at
that's
all.
Not. It says, let's begin with bold and decadent trend. For the future, copper gutters. Want to keep it classy? Half copper gutters installed. And I don't know, have you seen any luxury homes with copper gutters?
No, I maybe saw two or three. I know one in Diamond Springs and stuff, but they're not cheap.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. They say homeowners love the class, style, and uniqueness that copper gutters gives you. Also, a very durable. You know, I guess copper gutters are also very durable. Second trend, and some of these, again, some of these I think are off the wall, and some of these speak to California.
Okay.
Energy savings. We all know how energy savings, more and more homes are going green, okay?
Right.
We
right.
see it in everything from appliances to materials used in the actual building and construction of the homes. Homeowners are now becoming familiar and comfortable with the idea of green living.
If somebody going to invest money to make their home energy efficient, okay, what would you think would be the better?
I see what we're seeing in the newer homes, again, newer appliances with low energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
They're very efficient energy-wise. Better building materials, better insulation materials. Things like low-E windows, okay?
Right.
You know, low-flush toilets. That's something for water conservation. We've
right.
seen these for a while.
Yeah.
Solar power. Let's talk about that because in California, okay, California mandates solar panels for all new homes built in 2020 and later. Okay.
It mandates it.
So that's something interesting. And I don't know if this is a trend that the rest of the country is going to catch on. Mm-hmm. You know, many times California is ahead of the curve and sometimes they just go bonkers. But, you know, we're seeing these things. Number three, the open concept. We see this a lot.
You
know, we have open kitchens. Okay, that go into the family rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the walls, it's funny because I was looking at a house the other day that was built in 52 and every room was compartmentalized. Every mm-hmm. room had walls. You know, the kitchen was in its own room and the living room was its own room. And a lot of people are buying these older homes, tearing the walls down. So the outside of the house looks old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been updated, but the inside is modern. They modernize the house.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a trend that we see in new construction. So we're going to continue to see that trend. Open spaces. People like open spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously, we spend a lot of time in our kitchens and our family rooms. We don't spend a lot of time in our bedrooms, okay? Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of people spend money in bedrooms and bathrooms. But most of the time, well, I spend a lot of time in the bathroom. But most of the time...
Yeah.
TMI there, Nick.
People spend a lot of times. Yeah, too much information. People spend a lot of time in their kitchen / family room. Okay?
Right.
That's where the family congregates.
Yeah, that's why the open concept is very popular. I mean, with millennials, for example,
yeah.
new buyers, I mean, they're looking all on open floor plan, etc.
And we said last week, millennials are now becoming the largest segment of buyers out there. Number four, talking about millennials, white cabinets.
White cabinets.
Yeah. I'm seeing that a lot. White is taking over. It began in the East Coast and has infiltrated the Midwest and moved to California. It's out on the West Coast.
What's interesting, I mean, if you think back, so most of the Apple products were white.
Yeah.
And still white.
Well, and the other thing, is there shaker-style cabinets, too?
Yes, and shaker-style.
Shaker is the plain door kind of situation.
And it says, you know, one of the reasons white is taking over is that there are many... There are so many bold color options that work with white, really allowing colors to pop. So we were at the HD Supply store, and we were looking, just for the hell of it, we were looking at cabinets. And one of them was a white cabinet with a color trim. And I got to tell you, it looked really neat. I really like that. So white cabinets, okay, we're seeing that in newer homes and also some of the upgrades. People are also going to the smaller homes.
Interesting.
We see that with millennials, and we see that with some of the boomers. You know, the boomers are leaving the larger home now that the kids are gone, and they're downsizing. Baby boomers are looking to downsize as they enter retirement. Even the youngest generation of homeowners is focusing on smaller, more practical footprint. So what did they call it? The McMansion? The McMansion. The days of the McMansion are, you know, they're dwindling. So they're talking about and how they're also buying furniture, minimizing their furniture that would fit into these smaller homes, okay, smaller footprints. So that was interesting. Another concept, number six, they call it the great outdoors. And we're seeing how, again, a lot of the newer construction, they open up to areas like patios, okay, porches, decks. I've seen some new homes. I walked into a new house the other day, and they had a sliding door that was three segments. So the door literally, it opened up the whole kitchen area where you could walk out to the porch.
Wow.
It was kind of neat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. And so it extended the kitchen by walking out into the porch. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a pretty cool idea. So and it was a minimum sized footprint. The yard wasn't very large, but they used every square foot of that yard very well. You know, I thought it was an interesting concept. So people like being in the outdoors. We in California, we have great weather for that. So I mean, I like being outdoors during, you know, the summertime, you know,
right,
especially in the evening. As soon as the sun starts going down, we don't have the crazy humidity that some other parts of the country has. So you could spend the nights outdoors and enjoy it. It's really really pleasant.
What about the backyard kitchens or you know, living spaces in the backyard?
That's all part of
outdoor living.
Outdoor living. Right. I mean, go to the Costco's or the Sam's Clubs, and you'll see they have a whole array of outdoor furniture. You could literally live outside. They have kitchen areas. So again, very popular. Okay. Here's something I thought was interesting. Textured interiors, okay, where people are getting tired of, you know, just the regular wall. And do you remember the old wood panel of the 60s? Well, you know, a portion of that is coming back, okay? More textured wall treatments they're talking about. In L.A., they're selling homes in L.A. that, believe it or not, have velvet on the walls.
No.
And I'm going, holy crap, what's next? Is Shaft coming back? This is the 70s.
You know what's interesting, though, is Amir, it was at your listing, and house was built in the 64, and it had the paneling in the living room.
Right.
And they had painted it white, but this millennial buyer, the young guy, he just, oh, I love this paneling. and I kind of looked, and I'm like, really?
I mean, changed.
But he liked the textured of the...
It's not the drywall.
It wasn't just drywall. Yeah. And, I mean, he liked that it was painted white, but he commented on that twice. And I thought, wow. You know, see, that's why I love doing open houses, because you just can pick out what people are responding to.
But some of the interesting... I mean, I remodeled my house. I bought 3D panels you can buy on Amazon and then put in. It looks very nice. It's like 3D waving panels.
Yeah, does it have velvet on it?
No. So, see, textured panels. Another one is that, you know, brick surfaces they're doing on the interior homes, not just the exterior. So, again, it's just that other level.
A lot of the backsplashes, they love that subway tile on backsplashes. You know, it has that brick or that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And they're in. I mean, this is a concept, you know, in, bringing outdoor inside, you know, mm-hmm. exterior to interior. So, you know, having like bricks or rock veneers walls, like we have here, for example, the some of the walls in bathrooms, you know, it mm-hmm. looks like rock, you know, stone.
Right.
So yeah. that's in. I mean, in brand new houses.
Yeah, that is in. And it looks nice. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks nice. But yeah, you know, I'm still waiting to see a velvet wall, well, velvet walls in a home. Don't be surprised is what I'm saying.
So that means my old velvet paintings of Elvis are going to come back.
Bring them back. You know that velvet painting of the dogs playing poker that you have?
That's where I was going next.
Okay, number eight, smart homes. Okay, again, this is a trend we're seeing.
Right.
Everyone's seen the Nest thermometer.
Yes.
Okay, well, that was kind of the beginning. Now we're having smart appliances, mm-hmm. smart lighting. They've got things where, you know, you drive up to the house and the lighting comes on. You walk into the house, your lighting comes on. We see Alexa interfacing to all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa interfacing to alarm systems, to your phone system. I mean, you know.
Well, I have some friends that are, you know, they're new parents, and they have a video monitor for their kids' room, and they can. I was over at the house, and they were literally. She started talking to her kid. She's in the living room. The kid's waking up, and she's talking to her over the TV monitor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get up and go see her. I mean, the husband was going to go get her, but I mean, she was playing with that. But she can watch any of those videos anytime she wants on her phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Records automatically.
It's live. It's a live stream that she can get. She has a monitor right there, or yeah. she can be on her phone.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the Ring device at home.
Yeah.
You can go to live view and just watch what's going out there.
Right.
Or if someone, I've had people ring the doorbell and it comes up on my phone and I'm here at work.
Yeah.
You know, I go, what do you want? I remember one guy going, he was trying to sell something and he goes, oh man, I'm not going to talk to this doorbell. And he just walked away.
I have fun. I do a lot of door knocking. I have fun with those people when they answer the phone and I have my flyer and I just stick it right up to the camera.
Yeah, there you go.
And I go, I'm doing this. And I go, oh, okay, that sounds cool. I'm going to leave on your front door, okay? Okay, great, thanks. Boom. And I'm off.
Nice.
So I've just learned to interface with them.
So yeah, number eight, okay, smart homes. And again, we see these alarm systems now. I just bought that, the Ring alarm system. And Ring was bought out by Amazon, so it interfaces to your Alexa. So, I mean, it's a whole thing now.
Oh, man. Okay?
So you could be monitoring your home 24/7 if you want to. Wainscoting, number
then,
nine.
And then you can actually, with Alexa, as you know, actually, you can program your lights with smart switch to be on. And then you can actually link to your phone. And every time they recognize GPS coordinates your phone within half a mile or a quarter mile of your house, it goes on.
Yeah,
you can set it up.
Yeah, there's so many features.
That's very easy to set
things.
Up, by the way. Not difficult at all.
Yeah,
yeah. Number nine, wainscoting. Okay.
Okay. Do some explaining on that. What's wainscoting again?
It's the texture they put on walls.
Right.
Okay. We're seeing. They're saying that you know, half panels, wall panels.
Right.
Wood, molding. Right? Yeah, it's wood. Yeah. Also, baseboard molding. Also, crown molding. Is popular, coming back, okay?
Right.
Those things, that was number nine. Number 10, here's one that I found interesting. And again, I've seen this in newer homes, is the walk-in showers, okay? The whole walk-in shower concept, again, right. Gaining popularity. Walk-in showers are nothing new, but there's a huge movement towards barrier-free walk-in showers that will almost definitely explode in the future. It's great because... again, the older generation can use them. If they have difficulties walking, you can get wheelchairs into these things.
Right.
The younger generations like them. You know, they're low maintenance,
mm-hmm.
just as long as you don't spray water out onto your floor and stuff. But
right.
they're low maintenance, and people lock them. So they're becoming very popular. Now, I also have a quick list that I comprised, did a little research of items that are not popular. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go through these quickly.
That are losing their appeal.
Okay. Now, again, this is nationwide, okay? But we actually had these things. Things not popular in homes anymore. Elevators. Believe it or not, you know, some homes had, do you want an elevator?
What should I do with my elevator?
I know.
Dual toilets. Someone has to explain to me why you would have two toilets in the same bathroom. That's just, I mean, what are you, lonely?
Bonding time.
It's a, come on, dear, let's go to the toilet together. I don't think so.
I haven't seen, by the way. I mean, I saw online, but I haven't seen
in I haven't seen them in homes, but I'm sure they exist. Yeah. Wine cellars. Okay, remember that was a thing.
Right.
I remember, I mean, we've had friends that have had homes with wine cellars. Not popular anymore. Not very popular anymore. Laminate in kitchens. Okay, we know that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
That's not popular. Two-story homes, they're losing popularity.
Oh, yeah.
People, again, the aging boomers, they want single story, they want simplicity, mm-hmm. smaller footprints.
That makes sense. The more the baby boomers are retiring and, you know.
Yeah. And here's something that was popular for a short while, cork flooring. Okay? Yeah. People.
Cork flooring.
I saw that. I think I may have seen that in one home.
I've seen one or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw cork wallpaper in an open house.
Yeah, this is cork flooring. I guess was very popular. It lost all its popularity.
Wow.
You know, I don't get it.
Like bamboo flooring a couple of years ago. So lots of people were putting bamboo flooring, but it's not as strong as laminate or any other hardwood because bamboo is very soft. You can get scratched.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And, I like bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not durable, huh?
Yeah, it can be scratched very easily. Huh,
interesting. So, yeah, that was it. So, trends.
You know what? Another thing that people absolutely hate is split-level homes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, and sometimes you have only one step or two steps down.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Split-level, so it's just like one or two steps, and people are like, ugh, you know, and they...
Yeah. Very easy to break your ankle. Oh, yeah.
The multi-level, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Losing popularity. So, it's going to be interesting to see what other trends we have. But, I think I'm going to have to run out now and get some velvet texturing for the walls.
with wainscoting on the bottom.
Wainscoting on the bottom.
That's just hilarious. So, Amir, you were mentioning about something about the Heroes program. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, the program is very similar like Homes for Heroes, which is on the East Coast. We set up a Heroes Home Credit here. So the main reason why it took me about 2 years to set up as a nonprofit, obviously we're selling real estate for profit. And the reason is some our listeners may know I'm from Bosnia, so born in Bosnia.
You're from another country?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed. So
war in Bosnia stopped because of U.S. Army back in 95. So when I moved here, so I was feeling... not obligated, but I wanted to give back to people they deserve. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here, meaning military. So I set up a nonprofit, but I expand not only for military. It's for firefighters, police officers, teachers, and medical professionals. Any medical professionals, by the way. So nurses, doctors, and anybody else in medical field. So when these professionals, member of these groups, are buying a house and using approved lender and approved real estate agent, they can get up to $7,000 back. Or 1%. That's our way to give back to people they deserve. You know, just say thank you to for their service. I mean, many of people use Hero program. You know, many VA buyers, firefighters, nurses, doctors. I mean, took advantage because it's free money, so they can get free up to $7,000 back if you use anybody from our agents and our approved lenders. By the way, if any lenders listening to this, feel free to reach out to us. We're looking for more lenders to expand this program.
Now, do they get cash? Do they get a check? How do they get this money?
Well, all this is, as you know, we cannot pay cash or check outside the escrow. It's a violation. But everything is through the through escrow. It's through HUD, on the HUD statement. So it's disclosed to all parties. So they're getting this towards the closing cost or down payment, you know, if they have closing costs already covered.
Yeah, so that could cover almost all the closing costs.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there's down payment assistance programs, right? So you can get a loan with zero down, or maybe 1% down, 0.5% down. Getting this Hero program, a Hero credit, you're making money. You can get money pretty much, buy a house and make money instead of investing any money, or at least break even. So you can buy a house without any out-of-pocket expense.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So people who are in those professions, what do they have to do to qualify? I mean, is there something, a place they go for that? Or
yeah, we do have a website. We will probably place the link underneath on the website. It's heroeshomecredit.com. And then once they get approved, they have 12 months to use the credit.
Okay.
Yeah. If they don't buy within 12 months, we can work on the extension. But 12 months is plenty of time to get approved.
And they're not obligated to have to buy a house in that 12 month period.
Credit expires after 12 months, then right. They can reapply again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. I use that with a doctor. Help purchase a home, and he received $3,500 from the real estate side, and he was very happy about it. And,
yeah.
And that was one of the things that we used during the open house to actually have them work with us. They learned about that, and so that's something that I like to present during open houses too.
Right. I mean, obviously, if any agents listening to this reach out to us, we can explain to you how you can participate in the program as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you ever get arrested, just start talking about the Heroes program. To the cops. Hey, did you hear about this program we have?
Just make sure you can enunciate, because if you're a little tipsy there.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but it's funny you mentioned, we did, as you know, every time, unfortunately, any police officer get killed, we do the fundraising barbecue in front of our house and our building, and then donate all the money to the family. But last time we did with Officer Stasiuk, so we scheduled the event, and I was in State Line, Nevada, and that was by casinos, a limit of 35, I believe, and I was driving 45. 47, he pulled me over, and then, by the way, I invited him to come to the barbecue event, so which is for the police officer. Right. And then we end up talking, and he just let me go.
So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That could probably have effect for it, but it helps. I mean, it's good to give to people. We always support strong police, otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. Have
bigger problems in this country.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, guys. That was great information, and we'll be back next week. Talk to you later.
All righty.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to Real Estate Steps Podcast. We'll be back next week with some fresh topics about real estate news that's pertinent and relevant to you. You can follow us at Facebook or Twitter at Real Estate Steps. Be sure to subscribe to us at your favorite podcast streaming site. Also, you can follow us at realestatesteps.net and contact us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week.